Kiddushin Sheikh of Hay.
Chodamil Asya. Teisei Chodam et Arti. Does Hayes, the Gemara. Biz yet, the Gemara was busy with Chodam et Chodam. Biz yet, the Gemara was trying to figure out, can you learn out one from another? Can you learn out, you know, a pasuk for Kesef, you can learn out from a Kavach Chomer, a pasuk for B.A. have a Kavach Chomer, Tishtar Kavach Chomer. So the Gemara, Chodam et Chodam loy Asya. Segeit nisht. It's not going to work. You're not going to be able to learn out one from one. Frek the Gemara. Okay. Aber. So why don't you learn out one from two? What do you want me to do? So in other words, write two of them and don't write the third. Why don't you just write shtar and you learn out shtar from the other two? Shtar, maybe the other two are anas and meruba. Malahal shkenas and meruba. Shtar is not anas and meruba. This haste, Rabbi said. We saw the Gemara before. The Gemara said, Minayin, she'af bishtar. What's the chiddush of af bishtar? So we saw two pshatim. What were they? The shittah shanodami and the Talmud HaRajba. Talmud HaRajba said, shtar is not. Behedya Bekra. We figure out what does that mean? It's Behedya Bekra. Is Kesef Behedya Bekra? Okay. And the Shita Shlonodimi said, it's not Anasa Meruba. Where is the Shita Shlonodimi coming from? Aragomar, here it is. Menaych Af Bishtar, Malashtar Shekin, that it's not Anasa Meruba. Lalich Rachmana Bia, Vetesi Mehanach, Malahal Shekin, Kinyana Meruba. Lalich Rachmana Bekesef, Vetesi Mehanach, Malahal Shekin, Yeshna Balkorcha. The Gemara says each one has an element that makes it you can't learn it out from the other two. So I have a question. Why doesn't the Gemara say minayin she'af bebia? Why doesn't the Gemara say minayin she'af bekesef? Why does the Gemara only say minayin she'af b'shtar? Why does the Gemara say that? Says the Shita Shlonodimi, because shtar is different. She can't have an awesome, it doesn't have an awesome meruba. So B is also different. B is not kind of ba'alma. It's not kinyana meruba, I mean. It's not kinyana meruba. So minayin she'af b'bia. It's not kinyana meruba. Kesef also minayin she'af b'kesef. Because kesef isn't kind of ba'al-korcha. What I mean to say is as follows. The Shita Shlonodimi said the word af is written by shtar because of the fact that the Gemara says later on shtar is different than the other two. But the Gemara says later on kesef is different than the other two and b is also different than the other two. So why does it merit the af only over here? Seems to be. Is the question clear? Seems to be that somehow there's a fundamental difference between this idea called Hanasan Meruba and the idea of Kinyani Meruba or Koine Balkorcha, whatever. It seems to be that there's a fundamental difference. Let's say this. What does Kinyani Meruba mean? Koine of a lot of things. Bia is not Koine a lot of things, right? Is Bia Koine of some things? Yeah. So therefore, I would think that maybe, okay, so. Does that mean that it's... Does it make it bizarre that B is going to be Koine Isha? Is it bizarre that B is going to be Koine Isha? No, why not? Because it's Koine Yavama. Yeah, but it doesn't do a lot of Kinyan. Okay, so you can explain to me why I can't learn it out from the other two, but it doesn't make it something like awkward, it doesn't make it odd. It just makes that's why I can't learn from the other two, because they're Kinyan and Meruba. This is not Kinyan and Meruba. Kesef is a Kinyan. True. Is the fact that Kesef and Kinyan, is that going to make it odd? The fact that it's not Koine Balkorcha, is that going to make it odd that Kesef can do Kinyan? Are you trying to be Koine Isha Balkorcha? No. So you're telling me, but there's a difference between Kesef and the other two. Okay. Does that make it odd that Kesef is going to work by Ishus? No. When discussed by shtar, shtar means it doesn't have kinyan, it doesn't have anasa meruba. What's the svar of anasa meruba? There's nothing there in order to generate a mishabed nafsha. There's nothing there that I don't remember the exact lashon of the shita shanodim. If anyone has it here, shita shanodim. Wow. There's nothing there to give her. She's mekanya nafsha. The kinyan is lacking. It doesn't have anything. There's no hana. The that it's in Bashum and the name of Shia not Gomer Makanya Nafsha. So what's so therefore that's an odd kinyan. That's odd that shtar should work. That's odd. If the Gemara says minayin sha'af b'shtar, you could even use a shtar. Huh? You can't hear? Again. The fact that there's a pircha from the that you can't learn bia from kesef and shtar. The fact that you can't learn kesef from shtar and bia, that's just the reason that makes it different, but it doesn't make the kinyan odd. In other words, that we say shtar by bia, it's not kinyan of miruba. It doesn't have lots of kinyanim, but it's kind of yavama. So would it be kind of an isha? Makes sense. I can't learn it from kesef and shtar, but it makes sense. It's not odd. The fact that kesef will work by ishas is not odd. It doesn't have this. It's not kind of bal karcha. So what? We're not trying to be kind of bal karcha. Otherwise, that's something that's different. It's different, but not odd. Masha'enkin, the kinyan of shtar is odd. What's odd about it? It doesn't have ana. So what? So says that she's just another to me. Therefore, it doesn't have ayah no. Gomer makanya nafsha. There's nothing that she gives herself over with. That makes the kinyan odd. Minayin sha'af b'shtar. You can do a kinyan even without ana. Chayra, that's going to be pshat in the she's just another to me. Elamai, you might ask a question, but lamaisa shtar works by other kinyanim. Shtar works if you want to buy a field or other things.
It's only cash on taxes.
Vaistachas ishas is more hana oriented. That's the vaist. It's more hana oriented. Gotta figure that out. She has to be more gomer makanya nafsha. Maybe it's more into the kiyikach type of thing. She's gotta like give herself over. Not sure. Akopanim, that's the Gemara. That's the we start. Says the Gemara again. The Gemara says, so chada mechadol asya, teisi chada meitarti. Says the Gemara, hi teisi. Lo lech lechman a shtar, teisi mehanach. Malach shekin osa meruba. Lo lech lechman a bia, teisi mehanach. Malach shekin kinyan a meruba. Lo lech lechman a kesef. Why the Gemara doing in that order? Shtar, bia, kesef. It's the reverse order that we learned. In other words, we said kesef, and we said bia, and then shtar. So the Gemara, okay, drop bia. So the Gemara is not trying to drop it. Drop shtar. I'm sorry, drop shtar, drop bia, bab kesef. It's the chor. It is the reverse order. The way we said first kesef, then bia, then shtar. So not in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in the Limudim. Why did we do in that order? We said we did in the order of the Psukim. That's the order of the Psukim. That's written in the Pasuk. Or something like that. Okay. Zokt Rashi. Chodah mechodah loy asya. Hachi kashilei haitana. Hachi kashilei haitana de la'el. De parach. Bekulhu. Valo dinhu. V'hadar de lo aisi midina. The atzurchei kra, lamali kra bekulhu. Nihid chadam echadah lo asya teisi chadam etarti. Can't learn one out of one, but learn it out of two. Says Tosis, b'mamotzinu betzara shavish shebehem shkone ba'amu koine kan. Learn it out in a mamotzinu and a tzara shava. So, first of all, I see something very important in this Rashi. We started out, we said Rav Huna learns Chuppah is Koina. You remember this is doing some Chazar. Rav Huna says Chuppah is Koina. Where? What is Chuppah Koina from? Kal v'chomer. We said, but the Gemara ends up saying it's not a Kal v'chomer, it's a Tzarashava. So what do we say? Every Tzarashava starts with a Kal v'chomer. We were wrong. Okay? That was wrong. I was wrong. Wrong. Rashi says, yeah, I'm wrong. Because we're doing a tzara shava. And Rashi says, how are you going to start it? Mamatzinu tzara shava. So I was right and I was wrong. Very wrong. Because I said every tzara shava starts with a kal v'chomer. That's not true. But every tzara shava starts with a mechanism. Tzara shava is just a way for us to allow something to work. What is Rav Huna allowing to work with his tzara shava? Rav Huna, when he said chuppah is koine, he's allowing kal v'chomer to work. The mamatzinu is allowing us to use the kal v'chomer. Over here, Rashi says, what are you going to learn it from? He says, you learn it from a mamatzinu? We have a kasha, so we'll make a tzara shava. Rashi doesn't say learn it from a tzad hashava. You don't learn from tzad hashavas. You learn from something that the tzad hashava rehabilitates. So we were kind of right. In other words, the Dika is right. Rav Huna says learn from kavah chomer. You kavah chomer tzad hashava. So he said no. The tzad hashava is fixing the kavah chomer. What we were wrong is we said that every tzad hashava starts with a kavah chomer. It's nisht ms. Because we found over here a tzad hashava that starts with a mamatzinu, but it starts with something. It's not just let's just make a tzad hashava. So Rashi says he's going to learn it from a mamatzinu b'tzad hashava shebehen shekoinim ba'alma v'koinim kan. Afani avi, it's a shlishi. Make a tzad hashava from kesef and shtar to bia, or from kesef and bia to shtar, whatever it is. Shere kulam koinim b'mokom acher. They're also koinim kan. Shkuna koinim b'mokom acher, says Rashi. Kesef v'shtar koinim b'ame evriya. Kedil kamon. Ubiya koinim b'yavama. So I got an issue over here also, Rabbi Yisai. The issue over here is, I understand why Rashi said koina ba'alma by bia is yavama, because there is nowhere else that I know that you can be koina with bia. What are the only two places? Kedushin and yibam. So if we're trying to learn out kedushin, the only koina ba'alma is yibam. But Rashi says, where is kesef and shtar koina ba'alma? Alma evriya. Why is Rashi bringing alma evriya? Alma evriya? First of all, Evid Ivri. But more, I guess, more importantly, everywhere. Koina ba'alma. Take a look for a second. There's a very similar Gemara on Amid Beis. The Gemara on Amid Beis says, Kesem Shtar and Biar Koina ba'alma, the Koina Khan. The Gemara there is talking about Rav Huna. It says Rav Huna also does the Tzad HaShava, practically identical. Ma Kesem Shtar and Biar Koina ba'alma, Koina Khan. So look at the Tosfos Ri HaZaken and Amid Beis. He says Koina be'alma on Amid Beis. Hey Amid Beis, Koina be'alma on the side of the Gemara. Kesef bechol makoim ubia biyavama. Koina be'alma kesef bechol makoim. It's koina everywhere. I don't know why Rashi is kind of like he's only speaking about Alma Evriya. We're gonna see. We're gonna get to the next Rashi.
What's the rest of Kenyan or Armavia similar to the Kenyan or Isha, which is
okay, so we'll see. Okay. Good, we're going to get to that. Our boy Sai. Okay, that we'll have to see. Now, the Tois HaRosh here has a question. It's the Tois HaRosh. You're suggesting that we shouldn't have a pasuk for Shtar? Really? The pasuk for shtar was Yatzav Ahaysa. No, it's you have a pasuk of shtar by Gerishin. But the way we know by Kedushin is from Yatzav Ahaysa. You're suggesting you shouldn't have Yatzav Ahaysa? That's what you mean. We should say, Lo lichta rachmana v'teisei mei chodim v'chodi asa v'teisei mei chodim itarti, which means, and don't you don't have the pasuk. How can we not have the pasuk of Yatzav Ahaysa? Fractatosis Arash. We need that pasuk for many other things. We're being makish Havaya Liatia. We're connecting Havaya Liatia. That hekish works for many other pieces of information that we need. So you need to write the pasuk anyway. The pasuk has to be there. So how are you saying don't write the pasuk?
We
learn other halachas from the hekish.
What else?
Lots of stuff, says the Tosfos Arash. So it has to be said. So once it has to be said, it has to be said. So what's the Gemara's question? Don't write it.
Don't learn now.
So says the Tosfos HaRosh, not that the Gemara means to say you didn't have to write it. The Gemara means to say, why when we're introducing shtar from... Are you telling me from Hekesh? For sure you need the Hekesh. And for sure you could learn it from Hekesh. But why do you have to tell me shtar from Hekesh? We'll see the Tosfos HaRosh inside. Luch l'rachman ha-shtar v'teisim mihanach le'have tzoruch shum tzrichus alahachi dimeviot zvoi sa nafik v'yisuch l'kama dvarim acherim.
It's not easier than learning from the two psukim.
Interesting. In other words, why is this like, once you have a pasuk, so a pasuk is the gresterai in the veld. What do you mean? What type of question is that?
So why was the pasuk written for this in the first place?
The pasuk you need for Yotzev Ha'isa for other things. Right. Once you have the pasuk already, you might as well tell me the makor from the pasuk.
Somehow.
This the damantmir abriskerov. Yitzhak Briskerov in Gittin Zoktase. The Gemara says that Bavol is Litzfain of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, a Pasuk. Frank the Briskerov, a Pasuk. Look on a map. What do you mean, a Pasuk? Look on a map. Everyone knows it's Litzfain of Eretz Yisrael. Says Briskerov, I'm stating Pasuk as Pasuk is the Gresteraya. Gresif and look on a map. Hey, look on a map. What do you mean? Look in the Pasuk. What do you mean, look on a map? The Torah State. What do you mean, a better Raya than Torah State? So if you need the pasuk anyway, Frechtiesti Friedman, you need the pasuk anyway. So what should have told me from Mitzada Shava? Why should you have told me Mitzada Shava? I have stated pasuk.
When God made the pasuk, he didn't make it that it would include this. Now
it's going to include this anyway.
Didn't need to make it that way. Make it that it didn't have to include that. We can learn it out from there.
No, but we have a hekesh. So we have the hekesh. There's nothing wrong with the hekesh. We're not saying we don't need the hekesh, and we're not saying the hekesh will be a problem. We're just saying I could have learned it anyway from Mitzada Shava. So why would you want to learn anyway from Mitzada Shava, if you have a pasuk, okay, that's what the Tosafot Rashi says. The Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Yisai, says the same thing is going to be true when we go to the next step. The Gemara says, you know, you shouldn't write kesef. What do you mean you shouldn't write kesef? You shouldn't write kiyikach, kicha, kicha, but don't write kicha, kicha. We're going to think, who could give the money?
The girl
could give the money. That's to say, kiyikach. So what do you mean you can learn from Mitzada Shava? But you learn from Mitzada Shava, how are you going to know that has to be him? So says the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, over here also, the Gemara doesn't mean to say, why do you need the pasuk? The Gemara is just saying is, if when we're introducing, I'd like to tell you where we know Kesef from. Why don't you tell me you know Kesef from? For sure you're going to need Kicha Kicha for some, to teach me a nuance.
Well, if we have it.
So the shayla, that's the way that the Pnei Yeshua and the Pnei Yeshua. The shayla is if Rashi is really mashma zeh. I'm not really sure if mashma. If you look in the lashon of Rashi, I'm not sure. Rashi says, "Lama likra bekulhu ni lama likra bekulhu." Does Rashi mean "lama likra"? I don't need the pasuk at all. Rashi just means why do I have to have brought the Havikashale Hai Tana Lael. He's just saying the Tana that he brought the Pasuk, or the Tana that was saying you don't need the Pasuk. Lama Likra. I don't know if Rashi would have another answer maybe to the Pnei Yeshua on Toys R Us. Stephanfis. Okay. So what does the Gemara say, Nachamol? The Gemara says Kesef and Bia, you can't learn Shtar from Kesef and Bia, because Kesef and Bia nasa meruba. Aval Shtar Erisun ein loy ba shum hana shoyukasa ba el arei amukudashesli. So the Achreinim are medayik here. The Rashi is the Chayra coming to say something about the Gemara. The Gemara says Kesef and Bia nasa meruba. What about Shtar? Shtar is not hanasa meruba, but it sounds like Shtar is a little bit of hana. Zokt Rashi, Avol Shtar Erisin, Ein Boi La Shum Hana. Hot Er Garnished von Dem. Hot Er Garnished von Dem. She has nothing from it. Shum Hana. Garnished mit garnished she has from it. Ein Boi La Shum Hana, says Rashi. What? Ba 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 ba. No, I know at all. No, I know. So, what is Rashi coming to say? So we have a Shiloh. The Miri says that there's Hana. There's some Hana. The Miri was on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Av Zaka Bebita Bekdusha Bekesem Shtar and Bia. We said that there's a Hana of Shtar. What's Hana of Shtar? So the Miri said that Hana is you use the Shtar for a model stopper. It's not a lot of Hana. It's maybe not Hana son Meruba,
but
etvas hanoidos.
But that's not what's doing.
Huh?
That's not what's doing.
Good. Hold on a second. So it's epis hana. So what? So we could say maybe Rashi argues because if you remember, we said that you could write it on yisurei hana. It's a machlokas. If you can write a shtar kedushan yisurei hana. So maybe if you can write a shtar on yisurei hana, what do you have in your makadosh with a shtar yisurei hana? What hana do you have? Nothing. Maybe that's pshat in Rashi. I'll tell you what my issue with that is. What?
No.
No, that's the chiddush of shtar. It doesn't have anah. And chanami, that's why you need a pasuk of shtar. But tell me my problem is this, fellas. According to the tzad, you can write it on isuri hanah. Can you write all shtaros on isuri hanah? No. Only a shtar. Gerushin is mefurash. The tzad, you could learn also shtar kedushin on isuri hanah. Why would you be able to write shtar kedushin on isuri hanah? Talk to me. Makish of Ayelitzia. But if you're learning shtar, not from Makish of Ayelitzia. So if the Gemara is saying over here, so we shouldn't have a Ayelitzia. Should learn it out from a Tzad HaShoveh. If you're learning from a Tzad HaShoveh, so then you can't write on Isuri HaNa. So, yeah, but that, it's a little bit of a trick, because what you're saying is, then you have to tell me Havai Letziah, because you can't. You understand what I'm saying? You're saying, don't tell me Havai Letziah, just tell me about the Tzad HaShoveh. I don't know about Havai Letziah. Could be it's true, but I don't need it. But you're saying that you could only do that because you have Havai Letziah, so then just write Havai Letziah. Then it's really schwer, Yitzi's question. In other words, you're telling me the whole thing is only gebait on Havai Letziah, so why are you going to tell? You hear what I'm saying? So it's a little bit problematic to me. What is saying? You can have anah on the piece of paper. Lots of pizza luchos. I mean, even according to those that hold it, you can write a suri anah, but that's only if you learn it from a vayetziah. You're suggesting now don't learn from a vayetziah. Just learn from a tzad HaShoveh. Learn from a tzad HaShoveh. Then for sure, regular shtar can't be written on a suri anah. What's going on?
Rebbe, you can still do that. Rashi holds that you have a baal shabbos called anah.
Could be. Or it could be Rashi saying something else. The pshat in Rashi is, even if you could use the shtar as a bottle stopper, but the Kenyan shtar, hundish satan with being a bottle stopper. The Kenyan shtar, hodnish, troknish in the Kenyan anah. Kenyan kesef is, you have to give kesef. Kesef is anah. Kenyan bia is, you have to do maisa bia, bia is anah. Kenyan shtar is, you have to give him the words of the shtar. Grada, you can't give words without a piece of paper, so it has to be on paper. And grada, I'm going to end up with a bottle stopper. Oh, but it's liknish in the Kenyan. Eino ba shum anah means in the Kenyan shtar, there's no anah. So what does Rashi say? Avol shtar erusin ein loy ba shum anah share ein kosev boy el harei hamekudeshes li. Only says harei hamekudeshes. What says in the shtar?
That's why there's no
anah. And what would be if it would say in it money? Then there's anah. And what would it be? Kenyan shtar. So this is where we, if you remember, when we got back to the top, we were talking about Rashi says you write a shtar pidyon. What do you write in the shtar pidyon? Money. And what is it? Somehow shtar, even though it's money. So this is like where Rashi's getting like confusing. Is it shtar? It sounds like he's making some sort of hybrid of Kenyan shtar with money inside. Kenyan, you're going to be kind of through the money with the shtar. I'm not sure what's going on. The Bnei Chayil in I think it's Simeon Yud Beis, makes this deek in Rashi. He says, Rashi sounds like you're going to make a Kenyan shtar with money. What is that? If it would be kosev more, it would be Kenyan shtar with money. He's taking Suda Rashi on top also. Okay, that needs a little bit more work. Kopana, my way, so let's go. We got more. We got to keep going.
Rabbi, she asked if you want to get
him out,
no?
Not clear.
That's correct, Rashi. It's
involved. Yeah. But the Maisa says kesef. Anyway, a kitzer, what does it say, Gemara Vayter? So that's why you can't learn up shtar, because shtar is not an asim ruba. Why can't you learn up bia from shtar and kesef? Because biyat ain't kinyonin meruba. Doesn't have lots of kinyonim. Says Rashi, shakoinin karkois v'avot. Shtar, kesef and shtar is kinyonin meruba. Biyat is not what's kinyonin meruba. Shakoinin karkois v'avodim. Because kesef and shtar are koina karka and avodim. What is going on over here? What does avodim mean? What is usually stam avodim? Evet Kanani, I would think. I'll show you. But before Rashi says, what are they kind of? Amma Evriya. Doesn't make any mention of Karka, any other avodim. All of a sudden Rashi starts talking about Karka and avodim. Why is Rashi doing that? Not only that, I'll prove it to you, Meir. Take a look at the Tosafot Rosh, second shtickle. Kinyana Meruba on the top. Kinyana Merusha Koine Be'Eved Ivri. See the Toys of Rush up there? Shkoina Be'Eved Ivri Be'Ama Ivriya Ubekarkois Ve'Avodim. So let's get this straight. What is Avodim? Eved Kanaini. What is Karaka? Karaka. So Rashi Punk leaves out over here. He doesn't make any mention of Alma Evriya. Hello, that's what you started with. You said it's Kenyan is Alma Evriya. It's kind of Alma Evriya. Now Kenyana Maruma, it ignores Alma Evriya, only goes into Karaka and Avadim. What's going on in this Rashi?
Maybe it's Eved Karaka.
What? Some way a little bit of an effort, yeah. So maybe Rashiel, that's enough to be called it. But it's still strange. Isn't it strange? It's strange what's going on. I think the pshat is as follows. And Elias helped me with this during first seder. The pshat's like perhaps like this. It could be, there's a very big chiddush. It could be that something is happening over here, the following thing. There's a switch in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Koine ba'alma, Rashi only wanted to focus on Alma Evriya. Kinyana Meruba, Rashi only wanted to focus on other things. Why? Perhaps the pshat is as follows. Maybe the pshat is, when Rashi says over there, that it's Koine Ba'alma, it's Koine Alma Evriya, Bia's kind of Yavama. You have to find the right nusach, the right words how to say this, but it means there's a kinyan that's shayach to an isha, or a kinyan iser, we'll call it. Call it kinyan iser. Find the right word? It's kinyan iser. Kinyan that's shayach to an isha. I'm not sure the right words. Alma Evriya. Isha, it's got some yid going on over there, I'm not really sure. Yeah. Yavama. Koine ba'alma means, you see that this is a kinyan that's shayach to iser. Also, it's koine kan. That was what the Gemara's havamina was. Therefore, Rashi up there doesn't mention being koine asadeh, being koine choldavar, being koine karka, nothing. Now, the Gemara's, and that was the havamina. Now the Gemara is saying, but the other two are kinyanim merubim. What does it mean, kinyanim merubim? What does the Gemara mean, kinyanim merubim? The Gemara means to say, the other two we find are kinda other things. What are other things? The kinda karka, the kinda avadim, which is not a kinyan isha, kinyan iser. It's a different thing. So therefore, maybe only they can do the kinyan, and even though this does have a Kenyan Isha, but it's not a standard Kenyan. Maybe that'll be Pshat of the Gemara. Efsher. If that's Pshat, there's a Mardike Rebach. Because Yoni Karp asked me a question this morning. He said, if you want to make a Tzad HaShavish, Koine Ba'am, Koine Kan, let's do it for Chazaka. Ma Chazaka, Koine Ba'alma, the Koine Kan. Make a Tzad HaShavah, learn how to Chazaka. Huh? So we have to figure out what you don't need Hanah, because Shita doesn't have Hanah either. Tzad HaShavah of the three, Koine Ba'am, Koine Kan. What? Ain't by Shum Hanah, hello. You're going to say there's Hanah, the not the Hanah of the Kenyan. Gemara seems to koine ba'alma koine kam. Chuppah doesn't have another. Gemara tries to do chuppah on a base, something like that.
So you're married, because you're with them 3 years, so it becomes that you're married?
What's the Echatim Zom Chazok? Oh, we spoke about this. Echatim Zom Chazok, does anyone remember who we spoke about it? Taisis Kicha Kicha. We spoke about it over there. There was a Reb David Pavarsky. So we said, what is Chazokah? Maybe Chazokah is Bia. Okay, then it's not a problem. Maybe Chazok is chuppah or something like that. Yichud, pouring the wine. So we can have Chazok over here. No. Chazok happens by itself. But if you say koine ba'alma, koine kan means koine ishus ba'alma, koine somehow by ishus, so then you could say that's enachanami. Chazok is not koine ba'alma. We said Rashi limited the koina ba'alma. When he said koina ba'alma, he only wanted amma. Why amma? Because it's a kinyan iser by isha or something. I have to find the right nusach. Then chazaka would be out. Kenzai. What? Now maybe I'll see you. Could be. Might be negated what we're going to see in Tosfos. Right?
I wasn't.
You have to see the end of the Gemara.
Yeah.
See the end of the Gemara? Okay. We'll get there. Okay.
Don't own an Evid. Correct.
Zokt Rashi Vaiter Bal Korcha. What's Bal Korcha? Says Rashi Bia Koine Biyavama Bal Korcha. Dinafkalan Biyavames Mi Biyima. Chen Shtar Moitzis Isha Bal Korcha Mi Baila. So Bia and Shtar both have a Bal Korcha. What's the Bal Korcha of Bia? Koine Biyavama Bal Korcha. Nafkalan Mi Biyimas Biyima. I don't know why. Why does Rashi feel he has to tell us the Makar that Bia is Koine Bal Korcha? Does Rashi tell us the makor that get works bal karcha? Does anyone know the makor that get works bal karcha? No. So why didn't Rashi tell us? Okay, one person knows. Okay, a few people know. But I knew v'yibma also. So why is Rashi? Yibam works bal karcha from v'yibma. Also, get moitzis isha bal karcha mi baila.
When's on there?
So why? When's what?
When's on the
amud? Where's on? What does it mean?
We know bal karcha.
Where? I searched. I looked up. We haven't mentioned Bal Korcha yet. I looked. So why didn't you? Sometimes if Rashi referenced it before, he won't reference it again. But I don't think Rashi referenced it yet. So I'm not really sure why Rashi is doing that. Says the Gemara, Balam Evriya. Also, the Gemara says also works Bal Korcha. Bal Kesev Nami Bal Korcha Balam Evriya. Says Rashi, that's Bal Korcha. Says the Gemara, Ishus Mialoi Ashkechan. You don't find it by Ishus. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Bal Korcha by Oma Evriya? The father is the one that forces her. She is kicking and screaming, I don't want to go, I'm not interested in being sold. What?
Oh, the last year on Shusma.
So we'll have to see. That's part of the raid and Tosis and everything like that. But that's Bashar Pshad Gemara saying, she's kicking and screaming, I don't want to go, I'm not interested. And still, it's called Bal Korcha. Zok Tosis, Sheken Yesh Bal Korcha. Pirish Bekuntris. Bia, Biavama, Shtar, Begerishin. Kesef Bam Evria. I'm not really sure. Why Tosis Dibra Maskel is like really odd to me. Shken Yeshna Bal Korcha. That's not the Dibra Maskel. If you were writing a Tosis, what would be the Dibra Maskel you would choose? If I was writing a Tosis, Dibra Maskel I would choose is Kesem Nai Bal Korcha Bal Mevriya. Or Bal Mevriya Bal Korcha. That's the Dibra Maskel of Rashi. Unless you know that it's not another dirham. I don't know why. It's a weird. Why does he even bring in? Why does he even mention? Bia, Biavama, Shtar, Begerishin. Why mention that? Just say. The discussion is about Kesev and Amr. Because today's about the Eskasha. The Karsha, Rabbi Natam, Imzechoshin Bal Korcha, Masha Av Meichres Bito Bal Korcha. So your issue is with Am Evriya. So why are you bringing in Shtar, Gerishin, and Bia, Biavama? Why does he bring that in, Bechla?
Rashi doesn't even say Kesef.
What?
Rashi doesn't talk about Kesef.
Well, that's Am Evriya. That is Kesef. He doesn't mention it. He's just quote the Rashi and finished. Yeah, what's he doing? Why does Tosfos feel like he has to paraphrase? Sometimes Tosfos is trying to make it shorter. Here Tosfos is making it longer. Like, why are you talking about Shtar, Bia? What was that? That's not the question. Your question is on Yibum. So quote the Rashi, bring it, and just is your question on Bia. So just bring the Rashi, and that's it. Yeah. Kenzan, we have a teretz. Kosha the Rabbeinu Tam. Imzeh Kosha Bal Korcha, Masha'ab moicher es bito balkorcha im kein. I come of huna lakame kesef biishas miyala ashkechon. Balkorcha. Halei ab mekadesh bito ketana kesef balkorcha. Says Tosfos. If that's called balkorcha, so then how do you tell me kesef biishas miyala ashkechon balkorcha? What do you mean lo ashkechon balkorcha? But a father can sell his daughter as an ama. A father can also be mekadesh's daughter. It's the same thing. So you're telling me that's called Baal Korcha. So Ishus also we found Baal Korcha. So where is the Tosfos asking his question? He's got a problem. If Rashi's right, then there's something in the Gemara that doesn't work. Where is the question? If you would have asked me, I would have said the question is right here. The second wide line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, B'ishus mi'aloi ashkechan. Right? Right there. That's not what Tosfos asks his Gasha. If you look at Tosfos carefully, read the words again. Tosfos says, "Im kain." Second line of Tosfos. My ka'amar Rav Huna lekamei kesef biishus miel leashkechan. What is Rav Huna talking about later? Where is that? That's on Amud Beis. Staff Hey Amud Beis. Rav Huna wants to learn out chuppah from a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says there's a tzara shove of the other three that they're koine ba'amu koine kansa. What do you mean? The other three are koine ba'al korcha. Says Rav Huna, no, because kesef be'ishus le'ashkechon ba'al korcha. That seems to be a carbon copy of our Gemara. Tosfos only asked this question on Rav Huna le'kamei. Is that clear in the Tosfos? See that? We'll see. Why? So says the Tosfos Rosh, because from our Gemara, it's not going to be shver. Why not? Because our Gemara is saying, don't write kesef kedushin and just learn it out from shtar and bia. So that means that if we don't have a pasuk of kesef kedushin, do we know that a man can sell his daughter baal korcha if you don't have a pasuk of kesef kedushin? We don't know that because we don't have a pasuk of kesef kedushin. So says the Tosfos HaRosh that you can't say that Av Mekadesh Bito Keshi Ketana because we don't know Kesef Kedushin yet. So says on Amud Beis where Rav Huna is saying I want to learn Chuppah from Kesef Shtar and Bia. So the Pasuk says Kesef. Says, well, yeah, but Kesef doesn't work Baal Korcha. What do you mean? If you told me a Pasuk of Kesef, then you know it works Baal Korcha. Av Mekadesh Bito. But on an island for the Gemara's Gufa saying, don't write the Kesef Kedushin. Says the Gemara, but Kesef we find Baal Korcha, other Kinyanim. We don't find it by Ishus, because we don't yet know that Kesef works by Ishus. Memela, Tosfos was sensitive to this. He said, my question is only on Amud Beis. Question is on Rav Huna. That's Tosfos' question. L'chayr. So Tosfos says, how can the Gemara Amud Beis say it doesn't work Baal Korcha? If you look, Rabbi said, it's going to take a lot of work, but it's good that we're having a little break in between. But if you look at the Rashi on Amud Beis, Rashi addresses Tosfos' question. Rashi says, Kesef be'ishus mia lo ashkechon be'alma Baal Korcha. Look at the Rashi, it's the third line from the top. In the Rashi, the third line from the top. Kesef be'ishus mia le ashkechon ba'alma Baal Korcha. Says Rashi, what do you mean kesef be'ishus not? Ve'afilu hachi koina kan, even though you don't find a Baal Korcha. Right, says Rashi, ve'af al korcha, kegoin av mekabel kedushin labas ketana. So what's Rashi saying? If a father is Makadish's daughter, is that called Baal Korcha? Yes! So what in the world does Gemara mean when the Gemara says lo ashkechon baal korcha kesef beishus lo ashkechon baal korcha? What does it mean? Rashi says it is ashkechon baal korcha. Rashi adds a word to the Gemara. That's how Rashi addressed this. Read the Rashi again. The Dibur Maskil kesef beishus mia lo ashkechon be'alma baal korcha. What does that mean? Be'alma? Everywhere else, all over. No, it's Rashi. If you would ask Rashi the following question, is there such a thing as kesef be'ishus baal korcha? What's the answer according to Rashi? Yes. Yes. Is there such a thing as amevriya baal korcha? What's the answer? Yes. What is it? Where the father sells his daughter as an ama, where the father is Mekadesh's daughter, that's baal korcha. And according to Tosfos, what's the answer? No, that's not Bal Korcha. Tosfos says, "V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, kivan de'av." Going weiter on the Tosfos, kivan de'av b'makom bitoy koi ein zechashiv Bal Korcha. Kivan shumi daitoy shalav. It's not Bal Korcha. Rashi says that's called Bal Korcha. Tosfos says not called Bal Korcha. What? Frek Tosfos Vim Taimar Im Kin Hechi Karma Kesef Nami Isa Bal Mevriya Bal Korcha Hore Av Moich Rami Daitoy. Where's the Bal Korcha? Says Tosfos V'yosh Lomar D'Hachi Porch Kesef Isa Bal Mevriya Bal Korcha Kigoin Sheha Odon Miyayed Es Ha'ivriya B'Kesef Miknasa Bal Korcha Shel Av U'Bal Korcha Shel Bas. This is, I got a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Amar Bal Korcha means it's Bal Korcha not of the Isha. It's Bal Korcha of the father. It's talking about after the 6 years are over. And now the Adon wants to marry her. The father would love to be able to go marry to someone else. Why would he love to do that?
Money.
Get extra money.
Cash.
Right? But no. Bal Korcha Shabbas. So now, Rabbi Yisrael, there's a few things. First of all, let's start with this. I guess let's start with this. Is this called Bal Korcha of the father?
He sold her knowing.
He knew this was going to happen. What, it was like a surprise? When he sold his daughter as an Amevriya, what's part of the deal?
Depends.
If he said, like, 6 years. Wow, 6 years. I thought it was only 5 years. Is that called Bal Korcha? Buddy, when you sold it, it was a 6-year deal. So part of the deal is at the end of the 6 years, what happens? Yud. That was the deal. Metchila, you don't want the deal, don't go for it. See, I don't want to sell my daughter for 3 years. Okay, too bad. It's 6 years. That's what it is.
That's not a part of the deal. It's an option. It's a maybe.
It, but it's
he knows but, the there.
But he knows that that's something he could. You sold that to me.
The father goes to sell the house, Chevy.
The daughter not to do it.
Okay, so but I still have bought that option. I bought an option. I want to decide not to use the option. It's my choice not to use the option. But I bought the option. Person rents a building for 7 years, and then he has another 2-year option. It happens. So he decides that he wants to take the 2 years. Is that called, like, whoa, it's against my will? That was the deal. We made a deal with a 2-year option. I wanted the option, I got it. I wanted the option.
Right. Unless we know it's going to happen, we don't consider like it's going to happen. That's
why not?
Definitely couldn't.
But why not? But you sold it to me. No, but over here we're saying it's considered Bal Korcha. It's not called Bal Korcha. That was the deal. I told you when we first said, I said, listen, I want you to know something. I am buying this, and at the end, I'm going to marry her. So what?
So we don't assume it's going to happen.
No, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. It's not called Bal Korcha because of that.
Is it? And if you want for 2 years.
So perhaps you can suggest this follows. Yoni, what's going to be the answer?
Saying Bal Korcha just means that the father's not happy about it.
Oh, so.
That's how it seems like. That's what he's saying.
So I want to say perhaps a little different. I like to suggest this follows. Could be, Yoni, could be. I like to suggest this follows. The fact that the Amma gets married at the end of 6 years, is that a chelik of the kinyan? Is that part of the kinyan? Or is it just a bonus? In other words, I'm being kind of Isha for 6 years. Thus is the kinyan. The kinyan is 6 years. When you're kind of 6 years, the Torah says you get a bonus. That wasn't the kinyan. That wasn't when you were kind of. You were kind of 6 years. But when you get the kinyan, it's nitoisif to you. It's added the amma. Who added it? The Torah. Was it a kinyan? Was it part of the kinyan? No. Did I want that to be part of the kinyan? If it was part of the kinyan, so look, I made the kinyan. You know what I mean? That was my kinyan. I didn't want to sell it. I shouldn't have sold it. But I didn't sell yiyud. I sold shifch amevriya. That's it. The yiyud is something that just happened on its own. That's Bal Korcha.
Still didn't know it.
Even if you know something's happening, Bal Korcha, it's still called Bal Korcha. If I made the kinyan, no, I didn't do it. I did not do it. I I made a Kinyan Amma.
You did it.
That's all I did. I know that when I make a Kinyan Amma, something's going to happen, but did I do that? Was that the Kinyan? If it's the Kinyan, so why are you calling it Bal Karcha? You made the Kinyan. You did this. There's Das Makna on it. You knew it was going to happen. You sold it to him. You sold it. Finished. I did it. There's Das Makna only on Amma. But after I have Das Makna on Amma, it happens against my will. It's a Lichtnisht in the Kinyan. So Lichtnisht in the Kinyan, so then it's considered Bal Karcha. If you tell me that part of the Kinyan Amma is the schus that you have to be Makadisher, so I don't understand. You made the deal, you're the Maknet, you said yes, you sold it, so you didn't like it, you weren't sure it was going to come, or blah, blah, blah. It's all, that was all your Das. You had it. But we're saying, nay, the pshat is, you're only Makna 6 years. There's a bonus. We said this, Kasha to Rebbe Chanan on the Daf Gimel Amid Beis, and the place is Ema Hani Mili. We'll try to do a Chazor and try to get to that. Okay, everybody, we got more to do over here. So, we got to finish up. Okay, we got to finish up. Rabbi Isai, so what? So first of all, it could be Rashi holds, can't do that because maybe Rashi holds that it's chelik of the Kinyan. But it's more than that. There's a simpler, the Rajva says, look at the Vaitra in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yud is Baal Karka. Correct, Tosfos doesn't work Baal Karka of the Bas. She has to know about it. She doesn't have to agree. You just have to inform her. Lady, you are now married. That's what Tosfos holds. Rashi, however, over there, on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, says no. If the woman says, I don't want the yud, we don't do it. So we don't force her. So is yud Baal Korcha? No. It's Machlokes. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos holds yud is Baal Korcha, says yud, that's what it means. Rashi couldn't say that. Because Rashi is not Baal Korcha. What? Says Toysis, Doylem is mamish, like one step ahead of the game. Or they didn't do the Toysis well enough. Why is the Gemara saying Ishus lo Ashkechon? You told my Yud, Yud is doch Ishus. Says Tosfos, because originally the kesef wasn't coming for Ishus, that's not called that it's Ishus Baal Korcha. You hear? It's interesting svar of Tosfos. Taka very chiddush.
What's the thing of Taka over here?
Some people answer for Rashi's pshat. This is called Baal Korcha. Why? If she would know about it, would she want? Does any woman in her right mind want to be an Amma Evriya? No. So is she now saying she doesn't want? She's right on. Aval kedusha ektana lav choyvula. Kedusha ektana is not a choyvula. K'may mechira. Right. So if I menesli nasi, because she's going to want to get married. V'im hoysa basdas hoysa misratzis v'lo choshev al karcha. Because the girl doesn't want to get married now because she's too immature. But really, she would want to. She would know. So is it called Baal Korcha? It's not called Baal Korcha. For Ektar Rashba, what happens if the father marries off to a Mukashchin? Manuvo, Mukashchin. What? Says the Rashba, even that is considered for her a schus. Even to be married to a Mukashchin, she would rather. There was a serious shidduch crisis back then, Reistachos. Much worse than what we're experiencing right now, I guess. She would rather, just to be married. Akoponim Rabbi Yisai, we got to end with one thing over here, and then we have to just discuss a little bit what's going on. Okay. The Machlok is Rashi. According to Rashi, the father marries her off, that's called Baal Korcha. According to Tosfos, it's not Baal Korcha. Baal Korcha is this new thing, Yiyud, and Haizen, not Ishus, and Tosfos is a whole pshat. Rashi says, forget it, it's very simple. The father can sell her, it's Baal Korcha. The father can marry her off, it's Baal Korcha. What's the Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos? Chemi, you're not getting that?
Who's the Machlok? I just don't
want to
say anything.
You got, is the machlokas clear? Yeah. So that Rashi holds that if a father sells his daughter as an Amma Evriya, it's called Bal Karcha. Rashi holds that if the father marries his daughter off on a base, it's called Bal Karcha. Rashi holds all this called Bal Karcha. The father doing it against the daughter's wishes is called Bal Karcha. Tosis holds, no, it's not called Bal Karcha. Why? Because Av b'makom bitoy koi ain't a chash about karcha. Kivin shumi daito shalaf. Those that say that this is going to be machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what the yachas of the father is to the daughter? Is the father considered like a bailam on the daughter, or is he only an apitropis on the daughter? If the father's only an apitropis on the daughter, so then who's really the one who's doing the kinyan? The daughter, and it's Baal Karcha. She's not, it's a Shliach Baal Karcha. There you go. But if it's the father is the owner, so it's not Baal Karcha because he's the owner. Yeah. Problem is that, first of all, we didn't learn that pshat in Rashi back in the day. We had Raya's not like that. And also, we said Rashi over here on Dav Gimel Abay said clearly when it comes to Amma Evriya, the father owns her. Clearly, Amma Evriya, Rashi holds the father owns her. He shall Aviyah. Calls Man Shimon Areya, he shall Aviyah. The father owns her. So it's not just that the father is being an apotropis, she's his. Elam, I think perhaps the Pshat and Rashi is something else. Rashi understands that even though the father owns her, but the fact is, does she want this to happen? She doesn't want this to happen. The fact that it's happening against her wishes, you're right. She's not the Makneh, he's the Makneh. But that's called by Baal Karcha. Let me ask you a question. Who does Gerushin? Does she do anything in the Gerushin?
No. She receives it.
He could throw into her chutzar. Does she have to do any? Who is the person doing the Gerushin? The father. The husband, I mean. So is it called Baal Karcha? She's not doing anything.
She wants out.
She's not doing it. She doesn't want out.
Of course she does.
Who said?
Baal Karcha.
Baal Karcha.
She doesn't want to stay with this guy.
Who said? So is it? It's called Baal Karcha because it's happening without her consent, even though she's not a chelik of the kinyan. But the fact is, she doesn't want the gerushin. Says Rashi, the same way Gerushin is called Baal Karcha, also Amemri is called Baal Karcha. Both of them, she is not a player. But it's happening to her. She's the one who's being affected. That's called Baal Karcha. And Mela, that's why Tosfos perhaps brings Rashi. Rashi says, what's the Baal Karcha? Bia b'yavama, shtar b'gerushin, kesef amivriya. Because azoy vi, shtar b'gerushin is a Baal Karcha, then also kesef amivriya is Baal Karcha. Gerushin also, she's not a player. But it's what's happening to her. Amivriya, she's not a player. Fine, the father's the player. Oh, but the fact is, she's the one who's being affected. That's called Baal Karcha. Sorry, that's going to be pshat. Rabbi said, we finished the sugi over here. You have a nice short... time to do chazara. That's what we have these breaks for. So what we're going to do is tomorrow, Beis Hashem B'li Nedar, I'm going to give out a very long list of questions on what we've learned up until now. And we have tomorrow... You could say it that way if you want. a long list of questions. But... the answer's not come with them. I will be here, B'li Nedar, tomorrow morning. I'd like to talk to everyone about it as much as we can. But I'd like us to be able to do this with our notes, with the Gemara. We're doing Chazaras because we want to make sure that we know every single Gemara. We can't forget anything. Every Gemara, every Rashi, every Tosis, every Rishon, every Achron, every Svar Baal Peh. We have to know all of them. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, if you forget something, you're Chayiv Misam, it's Chayiv Menafshoy. That's what's in the Mishnah. So, Rabbi said, we're going to do it. Okay, Bezushim is God.